From the pageant in St. Louis, this is Ask Me Another, NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guests. You've had their song Daylight stuck in your head for the last 9 years. Their latest album is called Almost Every Day. Please welcome Matt and Kim. So great to see you. Now, you two met at the Pratt Institute of Art. Pratt Art Institute. What were you studying there?
Kim? I went for illustration, and Matt went for film.
Okay. And what came first, Matt and Kim, the relationship, or Matt and Kim, the band?
Matt and Kim, yeah, the doing it. That came first, yeah.
And also, it was Kim and Matt.
That's true. Still socially, we're Kim and Matt.
So I was on campus. I was sitting on a bench with a friend, and Matt walked past, and I said, "See that dude? I'm going to out of him." And I did!
And she did. Actually, our first cover of a magazine we ever got was for a magazine called The Knot. We were not married, but we were on the cover of a wedding magazine. And Kim very explicitly gave that whole story. My mom was very excited about it, so she sent copies to my grandmother, and my grandmother, in a very Helen Cook way, was like, "It was a very nice story, honey." The grandma way to say, cool story, bro.
Cool story.
Yeah.
So you decide that you're going to start a band. Like, that's just a decision. You're like, let's...
Well, it's more of an accident. I went to a show, and I was watching the drummer, and I was like... Man, that looks fun. I want to do that. So a friend gave me a hand-me-down set, and I was just kind of messing around in the bedroom. And Matt had this keyboard he wanted to figure out. So we were just kind of doing it together.
Yeah. yeah, there you go. High five.
Sorry. And then a friend forced us to play a show. And we kept being like, but we're not a band. And I don't know.
We had a really hard time coming up with a band name. And then they put us down as Matt and Kim. We're like, yeah, that works. Fine. Sure.
So your friend was like, you are playing a real, this is a real gig.
Yeah. Well, real in the basement of an art gallery to 8 friends. It was
still
pretty real, let me tell you.
Hey, New York City, that was a show.
Oh my God, I did that show like yesterday. And how did it go?
People asked us to do more shows, so I think it went well.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I mean, so there it goes. So then you are just moving forward. You guys do these great videos. I feel like you master, there's a lot of creativity. I mean, clearly, illustrator, film, you, right? The background comes into play.
Hey, art school, you know, you got to use it for something. Right?
Yeah.
Well, and if it taught us anything, getting naked always helps. Because we shot a music video for a song called Lessons Learned.
Right.
Where we took all our clothes off in Times Square, and we won a VMA for it. So, like...
Guys, just kids, get naked at all times.
Who pitched whom on that idea? How did that...
That was Matt, and I kept saying no. No way. Also, it was February in New York.
Freezing.
It's really cold. Also, I kept my socks on because it's New York. You don't want to run barefoot in New York City.
No.
But at the same time, as many of you gentlemen know... A man is not at the extent of his manhood in the freezing cold in Times Square in February. So who was taking the bigger risk? I don't know.
Hey, I was on point, you know. I was good.
So 2017, you're playing a gig in Mexico. You jump out on stage, and you have a bad fall.
Kim tore ACL on stage in Mexico.
Yes, it's... Same way I come out on the stage all the time, jump off the riser, lights hit, yay! Someone moved a stage fan up. So I thought, in that second of coming down, I'm going to straddle it, because that's what you do.
Oh.
It was funny, because I didn't realize what happened, but it felt like my knee was on fire, and I was like, oh, sweet, we have pyro at this show. We can't usually
really
afford
think
that.
It was like flames?
Yeah, I thought I caught on fire. But I played 5 songs.
Oh, what?
Because, hey, we were there. We're going to do the show.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
But that moment was followed by like an hour ambulance ride to the hospital, and then she was put up in a hospital bed, and you know, IVs, x-rays, all this stuff, and our translator came back and said, your insurance isn't going to cover you here. It's probably going to be pretty expensive for all this. And he comes back and he's like, it's going to be about $8,000. And I was like, yeah, that probably makes sense. And I was like, wait, those are pesos. It was $300 for all of them. Like, in the States, that would have been a fortune.
No, sunk. You're
I
sunk.
Would have been bankrupt. Yeah. Like,
so right. Go to Mexico when you want to get hurt.
Yeah.
You're back touring. Have the shows changed a little bit?
I don't jump off the riser anymore.
Okay.
All the time.
Oh, not all the time. Good. I feel like you've learned a lesson. Well done. Well done. So you, for the first time in a long time, because of your injury, you take time off from touring, almost a year.
Yeah.
Did it influence your recent album Almost Every Day?
We make, you know, an upbeat music.
Yeah.
We come from a spirited place. We think that, especially when we started out, there was a lot of darker music coming out of New York in our scene and whatever, and we're just like, no, let's just get excited and whatnot. But I do think we made a much more personal and real album, not just the injury, but of everything that happened last year, like politically and
sure.
everything like that. I just was not willing to write Daylight again. But I think it's one of the best things I've ever done, we've ever
one,
done.
One more, yeah, one more high five.
We asked you what you'd like to play a game about. Matt, you told us you love nature.
Love it, yeah.
Kim, you told us you fear nature.
Fear it and hate it.
Okay. So your game is called How to Go Outside and Not Die. I'm going to ask you a multiple choice question about how to survive in the world outside of your apartment. Ring in to answer. If you're wrong, your opponent can steal. You're going to play against each other. Quick disclaimer. These survival tips being presented are for entertainment purposes only. Please consult someone who actually knows what they're talking about before going outdoors. So according to the Storm Prediction Center at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, what should you do if you're in a car during a tornado? A, seek shelter under a bridge or overpass. B, get out of your car and lie down in an area lower than the level of the road. Or C, get out your phone and go live because your followers are going to want this content, baby. Kim.
Oh, God, I want to say go live, but you lay down in a ditch, which seems so dumb.
Yes, you are correct. So you two actually encountered a tornado?
Yeah, I learned the hard way.
So we were driving across whatever state is just east of Kansas, which I don't know. We're driving
a lot
through
of people,
this state.
Yeah, this state.
Yeah. I'm glad geography wasn't the topic.
So you're driving through
Missouri.
We're driving
through Missouri. And as we're approaching like a truck stop area, we notice all the power goes out. And then the rain starts to come down. We're seeing cars pull to the side. And we're like, that's weird. I guess, you know, we'll keep on going. And so, so finally we see a gas station. Kim's like, ooh, pull over. I really got to pee. So we pull into this gas station. And the TV says, there is a mile-wide tornado headed in this direction.
At this point, I asked someone, so, like, is that big?
Yeah.
They were not happy with that question.
You know, it's saying do not try to go to your loved ones. Stay where you are. Stay in place. Be safe or whatever. We take a look around our surroundings, which is not only a gas station, but it is a fireworks warehouse.
Okay?
This giant tin can full of fireworks and gasoline, okay? And so we're like, no way, we are out of here. So we hop back in the van, and as we're driving...
Wait, but let me say, nobody's on the highway. Yeah. We were just cruising.
Clear sailing. No, traffic was great. At which point it said, if you are listening to this broadcast and you're in a car, you should get out and lay in a ditch or something lower than the roadway. We thought, these people on the radio are insane. That is stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but that's what you did?
So we gunned it. We kept going.
Hey, alive to tell the story, you know?
Yeah.
Which of these is a real safety tip from the National Park Service for dealing with bears on a hike? A, carry bags of coffee grounds in your pockets because bears hate the aroma. B, if you're attacked by a grizzly or brown bear, play dead. But if you're attacked by a black bear, do not play dead. C, dress the bear in a small red t-shirt so you can see its cute little tummy. Kim.
I love coffee, so I'm going to go with A, coffee grounds.
Interesting. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. According to the Seattle Zoo, coffee grounds are like catnip.
Shut
for bears.
Up.
Yeah.
Kim.
Yeah. All right, Matt, can you steal?
C seems not so likely, so I'm going to go with B, process of elimination.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's right, B. Grizzly or brown bear, play dead. Black bear, don't play dead. You have to figure out what color the bear is.
But also,
what do you do?
Yeah, what does don't play dead mean? Like, do I just like...
You got to fight. You got to fight the bear. Okay. Let's say you're stranded outdoors and you have to resort to eating bugs.
Ugh.
According to Popular Mechanics, which of these characteristics means that a bug is more likely to be poisonous and therefore you should not use it as a snack? A, it's hairy or bright colored. B, it's very loud. Or C, it has the ability to smile. Matt.
Hairy and bright colored.
Yeah, man, that's correct. If they're hairy, bright colored, have more than six legs, they are probably poisonous.
Yeah.
Apparently, crickets and grasshoppers are very tasty.
Have you tried one?
I would rather eat Popular Mechanics, the magazine. So you guys were amazing. You did pretty well in that. I feel like we learned a lot, too. Technically, Matt won that round.
I'll give it to you.
I'll take technicality. That's the...
But of course, you both won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes, because that's the whole point. The best. Matt and Kim's latest album is called Almost Every Day. Give it up for Matt and Kim. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.